The following is a program entitled Remembering Srila Prabhupada, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on January 14th, 2011, in Santiago, Chile.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Bada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sagra Jada Sagana Raghunata Anvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha
So I was informed that this is Prabhupada night. Es verdad? Prabhupada night. Muy bueno. Muy bueno. So,
entonces,
there are so many things we can say about Srila Prabhupada.
Hay tantas cosas que podemos decir acerca de Srila Prabhupada.
There's never enough we can say about Srila Prabhupada.
No es suficiente lo que podemos decir de Srila Prabhupada.
Even if we went on for 10,000 years describing the glories of Srila Prabhupada, we could not begin to even give a little insignificant drop of a drop of a drop of His glories. Why 10,000 years? Even for millions and billions of years. Such a great spiritual master who has walked on this planet,
tal maestro espiritual que caminó sobre esta tierra,
who has also come to South America as well.
Que también vino a Sudamérica.
I remember I saw Prabhupada in 1975. He had just come in from South America.
Recuerdo cuando Prabhupada vino en 1975.
I think he was in Caracas, then he went to Miami, and then he came to Atlanta.
Él estuvo en Caracas, Atlanta y Miami.
So Prabhupada very much liked the Latino kirtan mood.
Prabhupada le gustaba mucho el humor de los kirtans latinos.
Very nice Latino exuberance for kirtan. He very much liked that Latino kirtan.
Mucho el humor de los latinos, muy alegres.
So, it is a wonderful opportunity actually to be with all of you Prabhupada Nukas here tonight.
Es una gran oportunidad estar aquí, discutir acerca de Prabhupada.
That we can dive deep into that ocean of Prabhupada Smaranam.
Podemos irnos muy profundo en el océano de Prabhupada Smaranam.
The deeper you go, the sweeter it gets.
Más profundo que vas, más puede sobre.
So I will try to share with you some of the wonderful mercy that I have gotten from Prabhupada.
Voy a tratar de escribir alguna misericordia que he obtenido de Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada was so kind to me.
Prabhupada fue muy misericordioso conmigo.
If it were not for Prabhupada's kindness, I would be lost in the jungle of this material existence.
Si no fuera por la misericordia de Srila Prabhupada, estaría perdido en esta jungla de la existencia material.
Suffering like anything.
Sufriendo como nada.
Because of Prabhupada now, I'm in bliss.
Pero debido a que he sido bendecido por Prabhupada.
Actually, this is a very special year for me, 2011.
En realidad, este es un año muy especial para mí, 2011.
Because this is the 40th anniversary of my diksha.
Porque este es mi 40 aniversario de mi diksha.
44 decades now of Prabhupada's service.
4 décadas en el servicio de Srila Prabhupada.
So Prabhupada very kindly picked me out of this ocean of birth and death. He gave me this name, Sankarshan Das. And very kindly he engaged me in the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even though I am without any qualification. By His mercy, I'm somehow being able to remain in this service of this movement for 40 years now.
Y de alguna manera, por su misericordia, he podido permanecer 40 años en este movimiento.
It is stated like that in the scripture.
Está afirmado en las escrituras.
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum lam nyagate gidam yat kripa tamahang vande shi guru dinataranam. Even if you're a completely incompetent person,
incluso si una persona es completamente descualificada, incompetente,
with no qualification,
sin ninguna cualificación,
you can't speak very well,
si no hablas muy bien,
you can't walk,
no puedes caminar,
even if you have absolutely no qualification,
en realidad, si no tienes ninguna cualificación,
if you can get the mercy of the spiritual master,
pero si tú obtienes la misericordia del maestro espiritual,
you can deliver eloquent speeches,
pues, hacer que un hombre hable.
And you can cross over a mountain.
Y cruzar las montañas.
So, this is Prabhupada's kindness.
Esta es la bondad de Srila Prabhupada.
I remember when I was a Christian boy,
recuerdo cuando era muchacho cristiano,
I would go to the church every Sunday and hear the sermon by the pastor.
Y iba todos los domingos a escuchar el sermón del pastor.
And that pastor, he struggled the whole week to make that sermon. He had one of those big legal pads, you know, a big pad of paper. He spent the whole week writing down that lecture, many, many pages lecture. He could not speak from his heart. He had to strain his brain to write it all down ahead of time, you see. And he would get up there on Sunday and he would read it from this piece of paper, this legal pad. It was so boring and so dry. You would just think, when will this be over so I can get out of here? But in Krishna consciousness,
pero en conciencia de Krishna,
we can go on speaking for 24 hours a day
podemos continuar hablando por 24 horas,
without writing anything down,
sin escribir nada.
Just speak from the heart.
Simplemente vas a hablar desde el corazón.
Because as soon as you connect with Srila Prabhupada, with Krishna, with Guru within your heart,
porque te pones en contacto con Krishna, con el Guru,
and there's no limit to what you can say.
No hay límite de lo que tú puedas decir.
Machchita madgata prana bodhiyang parasparam katayantaschamam yacham tashyanti cha ramanti cha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me.
Los pensamientos de mis devotos puros moran en mí.
Their lives are fully surrendered unto me.
Sus vidas están completamente dedicadas, consagradas a mi servicio.
And they derive great satisfaction and bliss.
Y ellos obtienen gran satisfacción y dicha.
By enlightening one another.
Por iluminarse el uno al otro.
And conversing about me.
Y conversar acerca de mí.
So the more that we spread this wonderful glories of Srila Prabhupada.
Más que difundimos las glorias de Srila Prabhupada.
The more we spread the wonderful glories of the Bhagavad Gita philosophy, Bhagavatam philosophy, the more we taste that gusto superior.
Más vamos a probar un gusto superior.
Mucho gusto. So,
entonces,
Prabhupada very kindly accepted me.
Prabhupada muy bondadosamente me aceptó.
He was very, very kind.
Él era muy, muy bondadoso.
He wrote me one letter.
Él me escribió una carta.
He said, I can see
él dijo, ¿puedo ver?
That you are a very enthusiastic, a very sincere and enthusiastic boy.
¿Puedo ver que es un muchacho muy sincero y entusiasta?
Of course, I was 23 then. Now I'm 63. I was.
Porque yo en ese entonces tenía 23, ahora tengo 63.
He said, if you will continue enthusiastically as you were doing,
si tú continúas entusiasta como lo estás haciendo,
then surely Krishna will bless you.
Seguramente Krishna te va a bendecir.
Now, what do we say about the order of the spiritual master?
¿Qué es lo que se dice acerca de la orden del maestro espiritual?
What are you supposed to do with the order of the spiritual master?
¿Qué supuestamente uno tiene que hacer con la orden del maestro espiritual?
Do you let it go in one ear and come out the other ear?
A veces uno entra por el oído y sale por el otro.
Or do you take that order into your heart and embrace it as your very life and soul?
¿O realmente estás tomándolo y poniéndolo como tu, en tu corazón, como tu vida y alma?
No, you take that order into the heart and you embrace that order as your life and soul.
Tú tienes que tomar esta orden del maestro espiritual como tu vida y alma y abrazarla en tu corazón.
Just like what was the order that Prabhupada got from Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur?
Tal como Prabhupada que obtuvo las instrucciones de su maestro espiritual Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
Then you must spread this Krishna consciousness movement to the English speaking world.
Tú tienes que predicar el movimiento, el mensaje de Sri Chaitanya en el habla inglesa.
So Prabhupada took that order as his life and soul. He meditated on that order.
Prabhupada tomó esta instrucción como su vida y alma y meditó en esta orden.
But one may ask, then why did he come to the Spanish-speaking world?
Pero ¿por qué hablar en este español?
His spiritual master said the English-speaking world. So why he came to South America?
Si, ¿por qué le dijo que hablara en lengua inglesa si acá estamos en Sudamérica?
It is a matter of realization.
Es un asunto de realización.
Prabhupada understood the innermost desire of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura.
Prabhupada entendió el deseo más profundo de Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati
Thakura. To inundate the whole world with Krishna Bhakti.
Inundar el mundo entero con Krishna Bhakti.
But he understood that the first step was to give it to the English-speaking world.
Pero entendió el primer paso es entregar este mensaje a las personas.
And by establishing it there, then he could put it in every country throughout the world.
Y una vez que fuese establecido en el habla inglesa, entonces podría ser colocado en cada país de esa habla.
Prabhupada understood what his spiritual master actually wanted.
Prabhupada en realidad entendió lo que su maestro espiritual quería.
He didn't think, oh, Guru Maharaj said the English-speaking world, so I cannot go to South America to preach. He knew the order, he knew the desire of his spiritual master. So anyway, the point is that one should meditate on the order of one's spiritual master.
Uno debe meditar la orden de su maestro.
Is his very life and soul.
Y hacerlo como su vida.
And what happens when you do that?
¿Qué ocurre cuando haces esto?
What is the result of meditating on your spiritual master's order?
¿Cuál es el resultado de meditar en tu maestro espiritual diariamente?
There are two forms of the spiritual master.
Hay dos formas del maestro espiritual.
There's his physical presence, that's Vapu.
Presencia física, Vapu.
And the other one is called Vani.
La otra es llamado Vani.
His vibrational presence.
La presencia de vibración.
So the order of the spiritual master is his Vani.
Así la orden de del maestro espiritual es Vani.
If you meditate on the order you receive from the spiritual master,
si tú meditas en la instrucción, la orden que has recibido,
if you embrace that within your heart as your very life and soul,
lo abrazas en tu corazón como tu
that means you are constantly associating with your spiritual master.
Entonces vas a estar constantemente asociado con tu maestro espiritual.
You're never separated from him, even for un momento.
Nunca vas a estar separado de él, ni siquiera por un momento.
So,
entonces,
Prabhupada gave me an order.
Prabhupada me dio la orden.
He said, continue enthusiastically as you were doing.
Entonces Prabhupada me dijo, continúa entusiasta como lo estás haciendo.
And surely Krishna will bless you.
Y seguramente Krishna te va a bendecir.
So I decided I would follow that instruction.
Yo en realidad quería seguir esa instrucción.
In our Krishna consciousness movement, sometimes things are really positive, sometimes things are negative too. Isn't it? There's positive things that happen and negative things that happen all the time. We all go through our ups and downs. The hills and the valleys. But Prabhupada told me to always be enthusiastic. And he promised me that if I did so, Krishna would bless me. So I decided I would obey my spiritual master's order. And you know what? He was right. Krishna has been blessing me like anything.
Krishna me ha bendecido como nada.
It's Krishna's blessing that I'm here tonight with you all.
En realidad, Krishna me ha bendecido por estar acá.
Such wonderful, sincere devotees you all are.
Tan maravillosos devotos que están acá.
I am blessed that tonight I have your association.
Estoy bendecido esta noche de tener su asociación.
This is one of the rewards that Prabhupada has given me because I always maintain my enthusiasm.
La recompensa que Prabhupada me dio por mantener mi entusiasmo.
So many godbrothers have left our ISKCON.
Algunos de nuestros hermanos espirituales han abandonado ISKCON.
But I have stayed.
Pero yo me quedé.
And therefore Krishna is blessing me in so many ways.
Y por eso Krishna me ha bendecido de tantas formas.
Just because I didn't leave.
Simplemente porque no me fui.
So my request to all of you is this.
Entonces es todo esto.
Whatever happens, do not leave.
Cualquier cosa que suceda, no te vayas.
You may sometimes find that what's happening to be pleasing.
A veces puede estar complacido.
You may find that sometimes it is not pleasing. But we are not here for our own enjoyment.
Pero no estamos acá para nuestro propio disfrute.
We are here to give enjoyment to Krishna.
Estamos acá para darle placer, disfrute a Krishna.
The gopis,
las gopis
are the perfect example.
Son el ejemplo apropiado.
You know that story?
¿Conoce la historia?
Krishna had a headache.
Krishna tenía un dolor de cabeza.
And he told his servant, my dear servant, I have this very bad headache.
Tengo un terrible dolor de cabeza.
There's only one thing that will cure my headache.
Hay una sola forma de curar mi dolor de cabeza.
You must bring me the dust from my devotees' feet.
Tienen que traerme polvo de los pies del loto de mis devotos.
So the servant, he went looking for someone, devotees would give the dust, foot dust.
Entonces estos sirvientes estaban buscando un devoto que le diera polvo de sus pies del loto.
The first group he came to was some smarta brahmins.
El primer grupo fue a unos smarta brahmanas.
So as soon as he told the smarta brahmins, Krishna has a headache.
Entonces le dijeron a los smarta brahmanas que
and he wants the foot dust from his devotees. And he said, can you give your foot dust?
¿Puedes dar polvo de tus pies?
They said, no way.
No, de ninguna forma.
If we do that, it will be a great offense.
Si nosotros hacemos esto, sería una gran ofensa.
We'll have to go to hell if we give our foot dust for Krishna's headache.
Nosotros vamos a ir al infierno si le damos polvo de nuestros pies a Krishna.
So the messenger, he went on down looking for someone else.
Entonces, los mensajeros continuando buscando.
Finally, he came to Vraj.
Entonces fueron, llegaron a Vraj.
And there he met the gopi girls.
Y ahí se encontraron con las chicas gopis.
And he said, my dear gopi girl,
dijeron, mis queridas,
Krishna has a headache.
Krishna tiene un dolor de cabeza.
And they went, oh no, Krishna has a headache. They horrible, horrible.
Oh, qué terrible. Krishna tiene un dolor de cabeza.
He said he needs the foot dust from his devotees to cure the headache.
Dijo que él necesita polvo de los pies de loto de sus devotos para curar su dolor de cabeza.
So immediately they are giving foot dust.
Entonces ellos dijeron, sí, tomen lo que quieran.
And the messenger was surprised.
Y el mensajero está sorprendido.
He's remembering those smarta brahmins.
Y recordando los smarta brahmins.
He said, aren't you afraid you're going to go to hell?
¿No están temerosas de irse al infierno?
He said, that's all right. We just want Krishna's headache to become cured.
Eso no importa. No importa que Krishna se cure de su dolor de cabeza.
So whether you feel that it's heaven or hell in this movement, you should stay.
Ya sea que sea un infierno o el cielo, en este momento tú tienes que permanecer.
Because we are here to please Krishna.
Porque estamos acá para complacer a Krishna.
Even if I have to go to hell, that's all right.
Y si tengo que ir al infierno, está bien.
As long as I can please Krishna,
tanto como si yo tengo que complacer a Krishna,
that's the only thing that's important.
Es la única cosa importante.
So, in this way, I've... By always remaining enthusiastic about pleasing Krishna,
entonces, por siempre permanecer entusiasta, sirviendo a Krishna,
I've gotten so much mercy over many, many years.
He obtenido tanta misericordia sobre todos estos años.
Prabhupada gave me so many wonderful instructions.
Prabhupada me dio tantas instrucciones maravillosas.
I had so many wonderful experiences in Srila Prabhupada's presence.
Tantas experiencias maravillosas en la presencia de Srila Prabhupada.
One time, I was feeling, I was having some difficulty in my heart.
Una vez estaba sintiendo dificultad en mi corazón.
I was envious of my god brothers.
Yo estaba envidioso de mis hermanos espirituales.
Who were serving Prabhupada very closely.
Que estaban sirviendo a Prabhupada de una manera muy cercana.
I would see him maybe, you know, once every year, once every 2 years for a couple of days, and that was it.
Sorry?
Only once a year or two I would see Prabhupada.
No, Prabhupada lo veía de vez en cuando, sí.
But some devotees, they were traveling with Prabhupada.
Pero muchas veces devotos viajaban con
They're flying with him on the airplane,
viajaban en el avión con Prabhupada.
Serving him 24 hours a day in his quarters.
Se lo servían por 24 horas en su sede.
And I had mucho envy in my heart.
Tenía mucha envidia en mi corazón.
I was serving at a great distance and they were right there with Prabhupada all the time.
Yo estaba sirviendo a Prabhupada de una gran distancia y ellos estaban siempre con Prabhupada.
Talking with Prabhupada.
Con Prabhupada.
He would tell jokes.
Incluso
and they would laugh.
Bromas, se reían.
So much nectar they were getting, and here I was thousands of miles away, you know.
Yo estaba miles de kilómetros lejos.
It was really, I was so envious, I tell you.
Se sentía tanta envidia.
So anyway, I was there, and it was in Atlanta in 1975, just after he had come from Caracas.
Entonces, después de venir a Caracas, pues estaba en Atlanta.
And there was Prabhupada's personal servant.
Ahí estaba el sirviente personal de Prabhupada.
The object of my envy.
El objeto de mi envidia.
Shrutakirti Prabhu.
Shrutakirti Prabhu.
So, just imagine the scene.
Entonces,
Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasa
San. Prabhupada estaba sentado en la Vyasa San.
I was right here on Prabhupada's right hand side.
Yo estaba justo al lado de Prabhupada.
Just 2 feet away from Prabhupada I was standing.
A dos pies así de Prabhupada.
And on the opposite side was Shrutakirti Prabhu.
Y al otro lado estaba Shrutakirti Prabhu.
So I was looking across Prabhupada's lap at Shrutakirti, my object of envy.
Entonces veía como Shrutakirti me miraba.
And Shrutakirti Prabhu amazed me. He looked over at me across Prabhupada's lap. He looked over at me with the biggest, most loving smile you could ever imagine. Just like a sun god pouring the rays of mercy, you know.
Era como el sol poniendo sus rayos de misericordia.
And I experienced that actually he was like a mirror.
Y pude ver que él era como un espejo.
And all of this mercy was flowing from Prabhupada. It was bouncing off Shrutakirti and coming over to me. Without any pride,
sin ningún orgullo,
without any arrogance, he was sharing with me all the mercy he was getting from Prabhupada.
Sin ninguna arrogancia, sin orgullo, él me estaba dando toda esta misericordia.
And I'm just going, wow.
Entonces pensé,
so I wasn't envious anymore after that.
Entonces, después esto ya se me fue la envidia, no fui más envidioso.
I could see that he wasn't proud of being Prabhupada's servant.
En realidad no creo que es posible estar ser orgulloso de la presencia.
Because whatever mercy he was getting, he wanted to give, he wanted to share freely with everyone, you see.
Porque
it was so sweet.
Misericordia que obtenía Prabhupada la compartía.
And then when you find out what he was doing before he became Prabhupada's servant, then you would become even less envious.
Y una vez que antes de ser el secretario de Prabhupada, te das cuenta de por qué no ser envidioso.
Here's the story of how he became Prabhupada's servant.
Hay una historia de cómo él se volvió sirviente de Prabhupada.
This was 1972.
Este fue en 1972.
There was no Mayapur festival then.
En ese entonces no había festivales en Mayapur.
But there was a big festival every year at New Vrindavan.
Pero había un festival todos los años en New
Vrindavan. Devotees would come from everywhere to New Vrindavan. There was no guest house. Everybody camped out in tents and slept in their vans. And you would go down to where the cows would drink the water, and you would just pour the pond water over your head. That's how you would take your bath. So anyway, they built the beautiful hills, the beautiful hills and forests in New Vrindavan. So on top of one of those hills, they built a big roof. It's called pavilion. They built like a roof with open walls, you see. So all the devotees could be shaded by the roof, but then all the wonderful mountain breezes would come blowing through. It was so cool and refreshing. And Prabhupada came. It was advertised all over. Even the news media came. The New York Times came, Newsweek magazine, all the big news outlets came to cover this event. It was called the Bhagavad Dharma Discourses. And for a whole week, Prabhupada was lecturing on Bhagavatam. It was so wonderful. There was hundreds of devotees up there, up on the hill under the pavilion with Prabhupada just drinking in the nectar. But there was one devotee down at the bottom of the hill in the kitchen who was cooking for all of us, who couldn't even go up and hear the lectures at all. He had to stay in the kitchen the whole time. You can just imagine what an austerity that would be. To cook for 300 devotees and not even get a chance to see Prabhupada. Can you imagine who that devotee was? Shutakirti Prabhu. He accepted that service. To serve, to feed all of us devotees. So we can go up on the hill and spend the whole day with Prabhupada while he's down there in the hot kitchen. And then at the end of the festival, it was announced that Prabhupada's new servant will be Shutakirti Prabhu. So actually, I learned a very good lesson.
Entonces, aprendí una muy buena lección.
Don't be envious.
No sean envidiosos.
And then Prabhupada gave me a very potent instruction also in one letter in this regard. Prabhupada talked about spiritual envy.
Prabhupada acerca de envidia espiritual.
He said, if you are envious of others that they are getting more mercy than you're getting, then you should try harder to please Krishna more than them, so that you will also get the mercy. In other words, we shouldn't be envious of those who are getting the mercy. Because they're getting the mercy because they were qualified to get the mercy. So instead of being envious at, oh, that rascal, we should try harder so that we will also qualify for the mercy. So this is some wonderful lesson I got from
Prabhupada.
He gave me another wonderful lesson.
Él me dio una otra maravillosa lección.
When I first joined the movement, my Vartma Pradarshaka Guru was His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami. And he was such a wonderful preacher. He gave us so many nice instructions.
Él era un predicador maravilloso, me dio tantas buenas instrucciones.
But sometimes there was questions that I wasn't satisfied with the answer.
Pero a veces habían preguntas que yo, o respuestas que no me satisfacían.
So he told me, well, write Prabhupada, ask Prabhupada.
Entonces él me dijo, entonces escribe la Prabhupada, dile la Prabhupada.
So I started writing, I used to write Prabhupada letters when I had a question I couldn't get an answer for. But then they made a new policy in ISKCON that from now on the devotees in general cannot write letters to Prabhupada. Only the temple presidents, GBCs and sannyasis can write. But I was addicted to writing letters to Prabhupada. I mean, can you imagine getting a letter from Srila Prabhupada?
Oh.
It was amazing. You know how he would address the letters? This is amazing. When you... I was a brahmachari then, so but here's how when Prabhupada wrote me a letter, here's how he would address the letter. His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Brahmachari. That's how he gave his own disciples that much respect. When you write a letter to a devotee, do you write it, His Grace Sriman So and So Das? You said you do that in a respectful way. No, we don't do that, do we?
Cuando nosotros, por ejemplo, le escribimos a un devoto, a un hermano espiritual, le escribimos su gracia, su madre o algo así.
But when Prabhupada wrote his disciples' letters, he would say His Grace or Her Grace, Srimati, Govinda Dasi.
Pero cuando, por ejemplo, Prabhupada le escribía cartas a su propio discípulo,
such wonderful letters Prabhupada
se dirigía a como su gracia a un devoto, a una devota, tal misericordia.
And if Prabhupada had his own stationery, it was specially printed for Prabhupada with, in purple letters, Sri Dandi Goswami, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Maybe you've seen that. It was so nice stationery, and you get a letter written by Prabhupada with his signature. Oh, it was nothing like it. And then they said, no more letters, only the GBCs, sannyasis, and temple presidents. Well, I took a chance. I wrote a letter anyway. I knew I might get in big trouble, The GBC might chastise me and I could get in big trouble. I disobeyed the policy. I wrote Prabhupada a letter. I wasn't supposed to do that. But I was so addicted to the nectar, I just couldn't resist. So Prabhupada very mercifully answered my letter. And he told me this. He said that if you will simply engage yourself 24 hours a day with full sincerity of attitude, in the service of Krishna, and then Krishna will personally come and answer all of your questions. And then he also told me this. And this was the most wonderful concession that Prabhupada ever gave me. He said, actually, you should ask your temple president, your sannyasis like that, instead of asking me, he told me them. But then he said, but if there is urgent need, I am always happy to hear from my beloved disciples. So now I had the concession from Prabhupada. I would ask my temple president. I would ask the GBCs. I would ask the sannyasis. But if I was still not satisfied with the answer, then I had Prabhupada's permission, I could write him directly. So I continued doing that. And I have about 10 letters from Prabhupada on so many different subject matters. He guided me, so wonderfully guided me. But I finally reached a point as I advanced more in Krishna consciousness where there was no more an urgent need, because I gradually understood what Prabhupada wanted without even having to ask him, you see. But he was so kind to help me when I needed that help, that special help. I needed that special mercy, and he even gave it to me. And it wasn't easy for Prabhupada to answer all those letters. One time he got so far behind on his correspondence. There was no way he could ever catch up. He got so far behind in his correspondence. But then what happened was, they were flying to India from Africa or somewhere. And I think it was Shama Sundar. It's what's called the P form. To prove that you don't have malaria or something like that. And because he forgot to get that, to do that form, so when they landed in India, Prabhupada was put into quarantine. He was put into, like, he was made like a prisoner. By the airport, they had a quarantine center. You were like a prisoner. Until you were there long enough to make sure that you didn't have malaria or some disease like that. So Prabhupada had to spend several days there in quarantine. And so he caught up on all of his correspondence. So in this way, Krishna made so many nice arrangements, always making all perfect arrangements for his pure devotee.
Entonces, Krishna hacía tales arreglos para su devoto puro.
I just read an amazing thing in Prabhupada's purport the other day. For one who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada says Krishna fulfills all of his desires. Just imagine that. Whatever desire you have, Krishna fulfills it immediately. It's a very exalted state of consciousness. As long as we have material desires, Krishna will not reciprocate with us like that. But when our hearts become completely free from all material desires, then Krishna fulfills every one of our desires. So, what does that mean? That means we have to purify our desires. We have to get rid of those material desires. But those material desires are so hard to get rid of. They're muy, muy fuerte. Very strong desires, you see.
Son muy fuertes estos deseos.
That lust,
lujuria,
that greed, avaricia, you see. So many strong desires, envy,
tanto deseo fuerte, la envidia,
the madness,
la locura,
so many laziness, you see.
La pereza,
so many bad qualities.
Tantas malas cualidades.
So how do you get rid of them?
Entonces, ¿cómo sacarlas?
Here's the secret.
Hay un secreto.
Simply you have to fill your heart with spiritual desires.
Simplemente tienes que llenar tu corazón con deseos espirituales.
You have to have so many spiritual desires in your heart.
Hay tantos deseos espirituales en tu
corazón. The material desires are just squeezed out.
Que todos los deseos materiales simplemente van a salir.
Just like a hotel.
Tal como un hotel.
If the hotel, every room is filled with a guest.
Si por ejemplo un hotel está cada cuarto del hotel está lleno con huéspedes.
Every room is sold out in the hotel.
Entonces,
every room is sold out in the hotel. When somebody, new customer comes and to the hotel, what will he see? A sign says, no vacancy. So that means he has to go somewhere else. That hotel is completely filled up. So you have to make your heart like that hotel. That every single corner of your heart, there's a spiritual desire in that corner, a spiritual desire in that corner. Every single corner of your heart, you must put a spiritual desire there. And then when those material desires come creeping in to try to find a place in your heart, they'll see the big sign. No vacancy. So in this way, you see, we have to just fill our hearts with spiritual desires. What are those spiritual desires? There's so many things. I want to be able to sing nicely for Krishna.
Quiero cantar muy bien para Krishna.
I want to distribute books for Krishna.
Quiero distribuir libros para Krishna.
I want to raise children for Krishna.
Quiero criar niños para Krishna.
I want to become a very first-class devotee for Krishna.
Quiero volverme un devoto de primera clase para...
I want to make nice relationships with devotees.
Quiero tener muy buenas relaciones con los devotos.
I want to spread this movement.
Quiero difundir este movimiento.
I want to learn verses.
Quiero aprender versos.
I want to learn how to do very nice puja.
Quiero aprender cómo hacer una linda puya.
I want to make a revolution on this planet.
Quiero hacer una revolución en este planeta.
So many desires, you see. I want to learn how to cook nicely for Krishna.
Cocinar bien para Krishna.
I want to learn how to make first class rasagula for Krishna.
Quiero hacer una rasagula de primera clase.
Gulab jamun, puri, halava, kachori, first class, you see.
De primera clase.
I want to learn, I want to memorize 108 verses. So I can give first class classes. See, you can have so many desires. I want to go to the university and start a bhakti yoga club and make many people into Krishna consciousness. I want to learn how to put my tilak on first class tilak. See, there's so many things you can desire. So many things. So in this way, just fill your heart up with so many spiritual desires. That's it. And then the material desires come. You can just be like Haridas Thakur. And that beautiful young girl came.
Cuando una chica muy hermosa viene.
She stripped off all of her clothes.
Así ella saca su ropa.
And begged Haridas Thakur for sex pleasure.
Y le pidió a Haridas Thakur tener placer sexual.
He just said, "My dear young lady, certainly I will satisfy you."
Le dijo, mi querida joven, ciertamente voy a satisfacerte.
But you patiently wait there. Let me finish my rounds first.
Pero por favor, sé paciente aquí. Deja que yo termine mis rondas.
In this way, he tricked her. That beautiful young prostitute, she sent there for 3 nights hearing the holy names from Haridas Thakur's lips.
Entonces esta prostituta pasó 3 noches al lado de Haridas Thakur escuchando Haridas Thakur.
She was thinking she was going to get sex pleasure with Haridas.
Ella estaba pensando que iba a tener sexo con Haridas.
But he simply tricked her.
Pero él simplemente la engañó.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare. And after 3 nights of Harinam, she realized, what a rascal I am. I wanted to pollute this great saint. She fell down on his feet and begged, please forgive me from my horrible offense. Please, please have mercy and forgive me. And that prostitute became a pure devotee.
Y esa prostituta se volvió una devota pura.
She gave away all of her wealth she distributed all her wealth. She shaved her head and she sat there and chanted 300,000 names a day, just like Haridas Thakur. She became a first class disciple of Haridas Thakur. So in this way, we have to become very strong in our Krishna consciousness. If some material temptation is offered to us, if a beautiful young girl comes, she wants to have sex pleasure with us, We will not be in any way attracted because we're diving deeper, deeper, deeper into that ocean of Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Someone may say, well, how you people can become celibate and just chant Hare Krishna? I mean, how can we do that? Even our householders, they become celibate after they have their children. So how you can give up sex pleasure and just chant Hare Krishna? You know how it's possible? Because chanting of Hare Krishna is millions and billions of times sweeter than sex. Gusto superior. In this material world, sex pleasure is numero uno.
En este mundo material, el placer sexual es el número uno.
Yan maitenadi grihamedi sukam ituchum. It is the number one pleasure, you see.
Es el placer número uno.
Adi means numero uno.
Adi.
Maitun means sex pleasure, and adi means numero uno. Maitun adi means, in this material world, sex pleasure is numero uno. But Bhagavatam says, yan maitanadi grihamedi sukham, that pleasure of the grihamedi.
Pero el Bhagavatam dice que este placer de grihamedi,
hitucham, indeed it is insignificant, 10th class pleasure.
Se dice que es un placer insignificante, de última clase.
Actually, Prabhupada says, the materialists, they get energy by having sex.
Los materialistas tienen así como energía por tener sexo.
But the devotee, by giving up sex pleasure, he gets even more energy.
Pero el devoto por abandonar la vida sexual obtiene incluso más energía.
So in this way, we have to understand what is this Krishna consciousness process. We have to understand it, and we have to apply it. And if we do so, we will feel how that mercy is coming from the spiritual master. The spiritual master is present in the form of his instructions. So if you will take the instructions you have received from the spiritual master, and you will seriously apply those instructions in all times, places, and circumstances, you'll always feel how Guru Maharaj is with you.
Entonces siempre va a sentir a su Guru Maharaj con usted.
How he's blessing you.
Cómo lo está bendiciendo.
How he's guiding you.
Cómo lo está guiando.
How he's inspiring you.
Cómo lo está inspirando.
How he is seeing you.
Cómo él está mirándolo.
Not only him, but all the acharyas.
No solo él, sino que todos los acharyas.
His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Su divina gracia, Srila Prabhupada.
His divine grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Su divina gracia, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati.
In this way, the entire parampara will pour their mercy.
Entonces, el parampara completo va así derramar su misericordia.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Entonces, si hay algunas preguntas.
Actually, what I'm requesting is that all my classes, everyone can bring some paper and a pen. Well, actually, I can't read it anyway, so it doesn't matter. You tell him and you can translate. Anybody have a question?
You said in the class that Prabhupada said that if you follow my instruction, Krishna personally will guide you, will come to you.
That's a fact. If you obey the orders that are coming down from Srila Prabhupada with full sincerity, 24 hours a day, then Lord Krishna will appear and guide and give you instant, give you all perfect guidance.
Entonces Krishna va a dar toda la guía apropiada.
That's a fact. That's the stage known as Krishna Prem.
Esto, en ese estado es Krishna Prema.
In the stage of Krishna Prem, you have direct, constant, personal association with Krishna. You'll be able to see Krishna right in front of you. You'll be able to talk to him. He'll answer your questions. You can touch him. You can eat with him. You can dance with him. Everything. That's the highest perfection called Krishna Prem. He will be revealed to you who you actually are in his eternal pastimes, and you can re-enter into those that relationship with Krishna. But don't try to imagine what you are now in our present state. Don't try to imagine that you're already there. That's called sahajya. If somebody asks you, what is your rasa? You should not say, well, I must be Gopi Bhava, that's my rasa. No. If someone asks you, what is your rasa? You say, dasa, dasa, nidasa, nidasa. That is my rasa. I'm simply the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of my spiritual master. That's all. If that's the position, if you want to realize Krishna, you will only realize Krishna by the mercy of your Guru Maharaj. Only way. So don't try to jump over the head of Guru Maharaj and become a gopi or a gopa. Just keep all yourself under the lotus feet of your spiritual master, and that's how you realize who you actually are in Krishna's pastime.
Entonces, de esta manera simplemente coloques a los pies de su maestro espiritual, y de esta forma se le va a revelar quién es usted en los pasatiempos de Krishna.
Any other questions?
¿Hay otras preguntas?
Yes.
What is the motivation for a devotee to be a guru?
What is the motivation for a devotee to be a guru? Actually, a devotee has no motivation to be a guru. He simply wants to be a servant of his spiritual master. But because the spiritual master has ordered him that you must become guru, he accepts it as a service to his spiritual master. If a devotee has a motivation, well, I'd like to have some followers. What does Lord Chaitanya say? Najanam. I have no desire for followers. If someone has a desire for followers, they may get their followers. They may get some followers. But they won't get Krishna. So the devotee, he simply wants Krishna and nothing but Krishna. So he has no motivation to be guru. His only motivation is to be a servant of his spiritual master. That's all. But when the spiritual master orders, you become guru. He accepts that order. Prabhupada told us in Los Angeles, he said, become guru and deliver the entire world. So, if we are the actual disciples of Prabhupada, then we have to follow his order. It's our duty to become gurus. We're giving Krishna consciousness to the world.
Order means to be that person, order that Lord Chaitanya said, as Prabhupada said, that means to be shiksha, become shiksha or diksha?
Both.
Ambos.
Actually, this is explained by Prabhupada in his purport to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Ritvik people say, that when Prabhupada said become guru, he meant siksha guru and not diksha guru. Not the Ritvik say that when Prabhupada said become guru, that he meant siksha but not diksha guru. But if you look in Prabhupada's purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, to that verse, kiba viprak piva nashi shudra kene no jay krishna tatva se guru hoy. The purport to that verse. Prabhupada doesn't give his own explanation. He quotes Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur in this regard. So when Lord Chaitanya says, one who knows the science becomes guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, that refers to siksha and diksha guru. The one who knows the science, he is qualified to become diksha guru. And Srila Prabhupada made it even more clear. In Vrindavan in May of
1977,
he had a meeting with the GBC representatives. And he told them that after my disappearance, the new devotees who come to this movement will become the disciples of my disciples. He said that I will be the grand spiritual master. Just like you have a father and then you have a grandfather. Now those of us who do puja on the altar, who offer the arti, and there is mula mantra. When you offer the arti to your guru, the mula mantra is Ayin Gurave Namaha. I offer my obeisances to my spiritual master. And then when you offer to Prabhupada, you say Om, of course I differently, but you all, you say Om Parama Gurave Namaha. I offer my obeisances to my Param Guru, my grand spiritual master. So Prabhupada made it very clear. Now the Ritvik people argue that no, Prabhupada set up a system in July 7th that these 11 should be the ones who initiate people as Prabhupada's disciples. Prabhupada set up a system that while he was still on the planet, while he was sick, that these other devotees would do the functions of all the functions, but the people would become Prabhupada's disciple. That's known as they've called that a Ritvik system. Through these representatives, Prabhupada's initiating people as his disciples. But on October 18th, Prabhupada ended that Ritvik system. October 18th, 1977. Prabhupada said in this condition he was very sick. He was almost leaving his body. He said, in this condition I will no longer accept any disciples. And he instructed one of his disciples to initiate one man who wanted to get initiated. That was His Holiness Jayapataka Swami. He instructed that Jayapataka Swami should give diksha to his, except one man is his own disciple, Jayapataka disciple. So Prabhupada brought a complete end to this Ritvik system on October 18th, 1977. And he then introduced the system that now the new devotees, they'll all become disciples of my disciples. So if I have a desire, if I as a spiritual master have a desire to make many disciples, which I do have that desire, I want to make thousands and millions of disciples. But that is not for my own That's for Prabhupada.
Pero esto no es para mí, es para Prabhupada.
I want that Prabhupada will have more grandchildren.
Quiero que Prabhupada tenga más nietos.
I want that the whole world will become the grandchildren of Srila Prabhupada.
Quiero que todo el mundo sea nieto de Prabhupada.
Because that's what Prabhupada wanted.
Porque eso es lo que Prabhupada quería.
He wanted that everyone should join this movement.
Quería que todo el mundo se uniera a este movimiento.
And that those who come after his physical departure should become his grand disciples.
Y todo el que viniera después de su partida, entonces, se volverían nietos.
So my desire is to make the whole world Krishna conscious.
Entonces, mi deseo es que todo el mundo se vuelva consciente de Krishna.
That they could all become the grandchildren of Srila Prabhupada.
Para que todos se vuelvan nietos de Srila Prabhupada.
Is that clear?
¿Eso claro?
Okay. Anything else?
¿Algo más?
Yes. Two questions. One, we'll take one at a time.
When he's saying that when someone comes to level of prema, you can know your eternal relationship with Krishna.
Of course.
But there is another philosophy that some devotees say that we come, for example, from Brahmajyoti. That we don't have that rasa.
Okay. Right, I understand.
Sí, entiendo.
Yo entiendo. So the answer is this.
La respuesta es esta.
Srila Prabhupada states that one cannot fall down from the Brahmajyoti.
Que uno no puede caer del Brahmajyoti.
He is because the Brahma Jyoti is already a fallen position.
Porque el Brahma Jyoti ya es una condición caída.
So, Prabhupada is actually in many places in his. You can look in the. I have done research in the database of Prabhupada's direct words.
Prabhupada, yo he buscado en el database algunas búsquedas con las palabras exactas.
Many, many, many places. Prabhupada says we were in Krishna's pastimes and we fell down. Many, many places Prabhupada directly states this. Now there is one place where he says you cannot fall from Krishna's pastimes. He does say that in one place in the Bhagavatam Purport. That's a fact. But in many other places he says we did fall from Krishna's pastimes. So it appears to be a contradiction. So what do you do when Prabhupada says one thing in one place, another thing in the other place? What do you do? Do you accept one statement and reject the other one? That's what some people are doing, you see. That's called half-hand logic. I accept this statement of Srila Prabhupada, I reject this statement of Srila
Prabhupada.
But a faithful disciple does not do that. A faithful disciple accepts both statements as true. He says, I may not be able to understand it with my little tiny brain. But I know that every word from Prabhupada's mouth is absolute truth. So in one place he says, we fell from Krishna's pastimes. Another statement, he says, you cannot fall from the pastimes of Krishna. And somehow or other, they're both true. And one has to actually understand it, you have to come to a higher realization. If one is highly advanced, then you can understand the truth of both statements. For a neophyte, muy difícil to understand. But for a very highly advanced devotee, no, it's muy fácil to understand.
Pero para un devoto que es altamente elevado, es muy fácil de entender.
And the fact is, actually, we're all eternally liberated souls, Prabhupada explained. But we're dreaming something now that we're something different, that's all.
Pero estamos soñando algo diferente.
So actually, we don't really ever fall.
En realidad, nosotros nunca hemos caído.
We just think that we've fallen. Just like when you're dreaming and a tiger is about to eat you. You're running, the tiger's coming, you're running. And then he's jumping out and his claws are into the back of your neck and you know you're almost dead now. His jaws, he's bitten my neck and it's almost over now and it's horrible. And the devotees say, Prabhu, wake up.
Ves que el tigre está persiguiendo, que casi mete sus colmillos así en tu cuello, y de repente un devoto dice, Prabhu.
Oh my God, there was a tiger and he was biting into my neck and I was almost dead, but it was only a dream, hurry bowl.
Estaba mordiendo mi cuello y hurry bowl, era un sueño.
I was never really there.
Yo nunca en realidad estuve ahí.
I just thought I was there. So Prabhu, you've never really been in this material world. You're there in your pastimes with Krishna, but you fell asleep, you're having a nightmare, that's all. So we don't really fall from the pastimes of Krishna. We just dream that we've fallen, that's all. So actually both statements are true. No one ever falls. But yet, we have in one sense fallen into this material existence. The Nitya Siddha, he has become Nitya Buddha. When you're in the conditioned state, it seems like millions and billions of years, unlimited time. But when you wake up, you realize you were there in Krishna's tassan, you just nodded out for a second. So it's a fact that no one really ever falls from Vaikuntha, that's a fact. But it appears that we have fallen. This is simply a world of, this is an apparent reality. We're not saying it's false like the Mayavadis say. This material world is real. It's like when you have a dream and you dream of a beautiful young girl. Not you, but I don't want to. But when we dream of a beautiful young girl, sometimes we may pass semen. So there is a real experience there. I'm passing semen in my sleep, you see. I'm not saying about me personally, I'm giving an example. I don't do that. I don't have those kind of dreams. But the point is, for someone who is in material consciousness and they dream a beautiful young girl, they pass semen in their sleep. So that even that dream reality has a reality. So actually we are dreaming that we're in this condition right now. And we wake up, we realize Krishna just headed for the forest. He just headed for Vrindavan forest with the cowherd boys. It's time for me to catch up. I don't want to miss today's lila. So actually they both are true. No one ever falls and we all fell. They're both true. So all these controversies by devotees who argue these points, this means they're neophytes. Devotees who argue whether we fell or we didn't fall, they're neophyte platform devotees. Those who are advanced in spiritual understand that both things are true. We fall and we didn't fall. Because Prabhupada says both things. Therefore they must both be true. So instead of saying this one is true and this one is false, we have to understand how they are both true. That is called faith in the words of the spiritual master. Is that clear, Prabhu? Muy bueno. Okay, anything else?
¿Algo más?
Yes. This is my wife here, Vishnu Priya Devi Dasi.
What is this fallen position? Is that we were somewhere up and then went down? What is this fallen state?
You're asking, is the literal up and down?
Yeah.
Actually, it's not literally up and down.
No es literalmente arriba y abajo.
Because it's a whole other dimension.
Porque en realidad es una dimensión completa.
It's like falling down physically.
Es como caer físicamente.
Because it's a higher position than a lower position.
Porque hay una posición más elevada y más baja.
Higher means better and lower means worse.
Más elevado significa mejor y más abajo significa peor.
So in that sense it's a fall down from a better position to a worse position. That's it.
Yeah. Una posición mejor, yeah. Una posición peor, inferior.
Any other questions?
¿Hay otra pregunta? Diga la pregunta en español y después en inglés.
So, Maharaj, you mentioned that we need to fill our hearts with spiritual desires.
Spiritual desire, yes.
Yes. But sometimes when we have a spiritual desire very intense.
We have what?
A very intense spiritual desire.
Very, very intense material.
Material, strong material desires?
Spiritual
desires.
Spiritual envy can arise. So,
how
can avoid that?
What is she saying?
She's saying that sometimes we have spiritual envy.
Envy.
Yeah.
Spiritual envy is okay, Prabhupada told me.
La envidia espiritual está bien, Prabhupada me dijo.
Prabhupada told me spiritual envy means.
Envidia espiritual significa.
When you see someone is getting. Being recognized more than you by Krishna.
Cuando alguien está reconocido, está siendo reconocido por Krishna más que tú.
Then you should try harder to please Krishna more than them.
Entonces significa que tú tienes que tratar de complacer a Krishna más que.
So that Krishna will recognize you also.
Entonces Krishna también te va a reconocer.
There's no harm in trying to outdo another devotee.
No hay mal en tener.
But it's not that you try to put him down.
Pero no significa que uno tiene que como ¿cómo se llama? Echarlo para abajo, por
ejemplo. A devotee, the proper devotee, he always appreciates the other devotees.
En realidad, un devoto siempre aprecia a otro devoto.
Even we see how in the Kshatriya time, in the Vedic culture, the Kshatriyas.
Incluso podemos ver esto en la cultura védica como los Kshatriyas.
They're fighting to the death in the battlefield.
Ellos luchan hasta la muerte en el campo de batalla.
But yet they are applauding and appreciating the chivalry of their even their of the enemy.
Pero ellos incluso valoraban la caballerosidad de su enemigo en la batalla.
They don't hate their enemy.
Ellos no odian al enemigo.
They get together in the evening and they have dinner as friends with their enemies.
Incluso después de la batalla cenaban juntos como amigos.
And even this is interesting history. Even during World War I in Europe.
Incluso esto fue cierto durante la Segunda Guerra Mundial en Europa.
There was the British fighter pilots and the German fighter pilots.
Habían pilotos alemanes y ingleses.
They would have what are called dogfights in the air, trying to shoot each other down.
Entonces estaban tratando de derribarse el uno al otro.
And there was one German fighter pilot named, they called him the Red Baron.
Y había un piloto alemán llamado Red Baron.
And he was shooting down so many British airplanes. He was and no one could ever shoot him down. He was always victorious. Whenever there was a dogfight between two fighter pilots, he would always win. But one day he was flying over Britain and somebody shot from the ground. They shot from the ground and they shot him down. So he came crashing down and was killed, you see. And you know what the Britishers did? They gave him a hero's funeral, as a great hero. Even though he was their enemy, and he killed so many Britishers. They gave him an honored burial as a great war hero. So even as recently as World War I, this Kshatriya spirit, you see, appreciating the enemy's fighting prowess.
Entonces quiere decir que los chakras estos, la Segunda Guerra Mundial se glorificaron.
So even if I'm competing to distribute more books than you,
entonces puedes competir y quién distribuye más libros que tú.
I'm appreciating you as a preacher, you see.
Yo aprecio, te aprecio a ti como predicador.
Let's say you're doing 1,000 Bhagavad Gitas a day.
Por ejemplo, digamos que estás estudiando.
And you're becoming so recognized that demigods are showering flowers on you.
Digamos que te has vuelto tan reconocido incluso los semidioses.
And I'm envious. I want the demigods to shower flowers on me too.
Entonces te pones tan envidioso que dices también quiero que los semidioses.
So I'm thinking how I can do 2,000 Bhagavad Gitas in one day.
Entonces, ¿cómo puedo hacer que destruir 2,000 Bhagavad Gitas al día?
Does that mean I start bad mouthing Bhakti and Priscilla?
Entonces significa que tengo que.
She's not really distributing 1,000 Gitas a day. Bhakti and Priscilla, huh?
Bhakti Priscilla.
Do I start bad-mouthing her, saying bad things about her? She's not really distributing 1,000 Gitas a day. She's just lying. And those aren't really demigods showering the flowers. There's somebody up there in a helicopter showering the flowers. In this way, I make negative propaganda against Bhakti and Priscilla. See, that's material envy. But spiritual envy means I think, oh, she's such a great devotee. She's doing 1,000 Gitas every day, and the demigods are showering flowers. I'm appreciating your great prowess as a preacher. You see, that is spiritual envy. She is the greatest of all preachers, but I want to be even better. That is spiritual envy. You see. Anything else?
He says that we should fill our heart with spiritual desires, but sometimes we are struggling with material desires in order to fill our heart with spiritual desires.
So the question, what to do in that situation?
Yeah.
So sometimes
a veces,
the material desires are overwhelming our hearts so much it's very, 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 very difficult.
A veces estos deseos materiales están muy fuertes, muy difíciles de erradicarlos.
So the key is you have to rise early in the morning.
Entonces la clave es levantarse temprano por la mañana.
Before the sunrise.
Antes de que el sol salga.
Don't let the sun catch you sleeping.
No dejes que el sol te agarre cuando estás durmiendo.
When Suryadev comes up over the eastern horizon.
Cuando el sol sale y sale en el horizonte.
You should not be sleeping.
No debería estar durmiendo.
You should be awake before the sun comes. You should use that time to go deep, deep, deep into Namamrita Sindhu. That nectarian ocean of Krishna's names. In this way, if you dive deep, deep, deep into that ocean, then you will connect with those spiritual desires.
Entonces vas a conectarte con esos deseos espirituales.
See, once the sun comes up, Rajagun comes in.
Entonces, cuando el sol salga,
Rajagun means one material desire after another material desire after another material desire. That's Rajagun. But if you will take advantage of the early morning hours and go and chant 16 first-class rounds before sunrise.
Pero si antes de que salga el sol canta 16 muy buenas rondas,
then you'll be connected with Krishna the whole day.
Tú vas a estar conectado con Krishna todo el día.
Would you leave your house if your mobile phone wasn't fully charged?
Cuando, por ejemplo, tú dejas tu sales de tu casa y tu teléfono está plenamente cargado.
You might miss that important call.
Tú quizás perdiste un llamado importante.
No, we charge our mobile phone before we leave the house.
Tenemos que cargar nuestro celular también, ¿no?
So why do you want to treat your mobile phone better than your own consciousness?
¿Cómo vas a tratar a tu teléfono celular mejor que tu conciencia?
If I'm going to fully charge my mobile phone, do you think I should fully charge my consciousness in the morning too?
Así como cargo el teléfono celular por la mañana, también voy a cargar mi conciencia.
What do you think?
¿Qué es lo que piensas?
What's more important, my mobile phone or my consciousness?
¿Qué es más importante, mi teléfono celular o mi conciencia?
No, you must fully charge your consciousness.
Entonces, tiene que cargar plenamente.
In the morning hours when it's easy to connect with Krishna.
Las horas tempranas antes de la salida del sol son horas muy importantes para cuando.
And then when you do that, you'll see everything in relation with Krishna.
Si hace esto, entonces va a ver todo en relación con Krishna.
Yamam pashyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pashyati chachaham na pramashani sachamena pranashyati. Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, text number 30.
El Bhagavad Gita, capítulo 6, texto número 30.
For one who sees me within everything,
cuando alguien me ve a mí dentro de todo,
and sees everything within me,
y todo en mí,
I am never lost.
Nunca estoy perdido.
Nor is he ever lost to me.
Ni nunca él está perdido para mí.
So that's the key, Prabhu.
Esa es la llave, Prabhu.
Connect with Krishna very solidly in those early morning hours.
Conectarse con Krishna muy sólidamente en las horas tempranas de la
mañana. And you will have great spiritual strength.
Usted va a tener gran fuerza espiritual.
Throughout the entire day.
Para el día completo.
So I think our time is just about run out.
Entonces, yo creo que es
tiempo. One last question.
Última pregunta.
¿Cuál es la meta de la vida y cómo puedo alcanzarlo? What is the goal of life and how can I achieve it?
What is the goal of life and how can I achieve it? The goal of life is to become a pure devotee of Krishna. Rupa Goswami states that the most important three things you need to do to achieve Krishna consciousness are these three things.
Rupa Goswami dice que una de las cosas más importantes que tienes que hacer.
These are listed in the Nectar Devotion.
Esto está enumerado en el Nectar de la Devoción.
Number one.
Número uno.
Take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master.
Tomar refugio de un maestro espiritual genuino.
Number two.
Número dos.
Take initiation from the bona fide spiritual master.
Tomar iniciación de un maestro espiritual genuino.
Number three.
Número tres.
Follow the orders of the bona fide spiritual master.
Seguir las órdenes del maestro espiritual genuino.
If you will do these three things,
si usted hace estas tres cosas,
with full sincerity, 24 hours a day,
con plena sinceridad, las 24 horas al día,
then you will quickly advance to Krishna Prema.
Usted rápidamente va a avanzar hacia Krishna Prema.
The ultimate goal of life.
La meta última de la vida.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarsan Maharaj ki jai.